Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin. I am a couple minutes late. I had technical difficulties. That's funny. It works like a charm every single time, but this was a little different. So got it all set and we're going. And I am glad that you are here. I see people starting to log in and come to the call. So welcome everyone, and welcome to you that are listening on the audio recording later on. We have a lot to talk about, so I really want to get into it. First, let me introduce myself. I am Kim McLaughlin, and I am from feedyoursoulunlimited.com, feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And I help people move from feeling frustrated, overwhelmed with food, with weight, with their body, into feeling more empowered and more peaceful around food, weight, and their body. And today is a little different. I was really feeling it at the end of the year about, I've been talking with a lot of people about my strategy for ending the year and starting the new year. And it's not all about food, but it's some about food, but it's all the things that go around food. So I hope you're going to bear with me and just know that this is going to be super impactful for you. And I want to get right into it. So what I call this is map out the new year. And what I do is every year I spend time reflecting on the year prior, and I have a format that I use. And then I invite in the new year, and I have a format for that. And I thought I would share it with all of you. So I actually have spent quite a bit of time writing down. Here it is, and I'm going to send you a PDF in our follow-up email, and the PDF is going to have all of the, it'll be in PDF, and also I think I'll send it in Word so you can reformat it if you need to use it a little differently. But this format that I use has been, I have done this for years, and I actually was just remembering that I started this in, I don't know how many years ago, like a lot of years ago. I remember somebody at my work talked about spending New Year's Day. She said on New Year's Day, she would spend time writing. And she would write about what she liked about the previous year, what she didn't like about the previous year, what worked, what didn't, and struggles, and then really focused on letting that year go. And then she would write about what she wanted for the new year. And I was so excited with that idea. And I started doing that. And when I was single, I would do it every New Year's Day. I would write down what I was letting go from the past, what worked, what didn't, and then what I envisioned for the upcoming year. And I spent quite a bit of time generally on New Year's Day doing that. And what happened is as I've gotten older and I have a family and I have a lot of other things impacting my life, I realized that I wasn't able to always do it on January the 1st. And that really bothered me for a long time. And I have had to make peace with that over the years. And actually, as years have gone on, my strategy for how I reflect on the previous year and how I invite in the new year is different than how it was way back when I just used my journal and just kind of did a freehand writing. Now it's a lot more strategic, and actually over the past couple of years, it's been even more strategic, because what I write about at the beginning of the year, I reflect on and use throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, I reflect back and go, did I do everything I wanted to do? And it's been a great way to keep me on track, keep me excited, and keep me reminded of what I had originally wanted to do. So that is how it goes for me. And the reason why I tell the story about doing it January 1, we're what, on January the 8th right now, and I'm still not done with mine. I have my journal that I've been working on. This is it right here. It's an orange journal for those of you who can't see it. And I write in here all of the things I'm talking about with you, or I'm writing it down myself. And I like that format because now I don't feel that I have any rules or that I have to do it on the first day of the year. I give myself the first 30 days, if not longer, to do it. I had originally wanted to do it, even this year again. I wanted to do it over the Christmas break, and I just didn't get to it, couldn't get to it. And I have decided to allow myself the grace to just do it as I want to do it. And actually what I'm hoping is that we can have this reflection again, you know, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, and go, where are we all at on our journaling and getting everything done? So what I want you to do is consider that this is part of your journey throughout the year, and what you write down is going to play out throughout the year, and that it's not static, and it just doesn't occur January 1 and then you're good to go. That you might be listening to this call, for those of you listening, you might be listening 6 months from now, and I want you to still know that this can be a valuable tool to reflect on the year prior and or the 6 months prior, and then plan out the next 6 months. So just consider that as an idea for yourself. What I get out of it is huge, and that's why I decided to do this call with all of you. Is it's really a strategy that I use to get me centered in what happened the year prior. And also partly it's about letting go of pieces of the year prior that didn't work for me and reflecting on what did work to keep that going. And it's not about, what I've also realized is that it's not about time to beat myself up that I didn't do something. And as I was, where's mine? This is my planner. This is my planner from the previous years. It was a very colorful one that I bought. And I was looking back on some of the things that I actually didn't do. And that was helpful to see, well, was it because it wasn't the right year? Or is it because it doesn't fit anymore? Or is it that I want to do it this year? And that's been helpful to me, is to just give myself the opportunity to look back and know, what is that something I really want to do? I'm looking at my list, and I don't know if there's one of the things on my list from last year, and I'll show you how to do this, is I wanted to go to the movies once a month. That didn't happen for lots of reasons. That didn't happen, but I wanted to. The reason why I put that down was I wanted to begin to go and see more movies. I used to love going to movies, and I don't go every month like I used to for lots of reasons. And I'm going to keep that on for this year, I decided, because it's something I aspire to. And as many movies as I get to, that's good. But it's something I'd like to do more of, is bring in more of that kind of artistic side and go and see movies. So I hope that kind of lets you know why it's good, what it is about for me, and then how it could be good for you. So let's get into it. What I have is, it's in a PDF form, and you will get this at the end of the call on the email I send out. So if you just want to follow along, you can write down what I say, or you can wait until you get the paper and start doing it yourself. But this is going to be a kind of a guide of how to do it too. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So the first on the list of mapping out the new year is, we got to let go of the old. And one of the things I like to do first is start with the positive. So what was the positive for this last year? And I call it releasing 2017. And what were the goals accomplished? So in my planner that I had from last year, I looked over the goals that I had, and I looked over what worked and what did I like and what did I achieve. And then I write down in my journal, which is this orange one, which I showed you, and I did this yesterday, and I wrote down what all I achieved. And I called it also my dreams that came true. And I write down everything. What I've given you is a template. And so the areas, because it can be overwhelming to look back at the year and go, so how do I do this? How is this done? And I gave you areas to focus on, and I did them in little boxes. So one box is self, one box is physical, family, friends, work or education, creative, spiritual, home, and money finances. So what you can do is look at each of those areas and go, so how did I do? How was my mind? How was my emotions? And so put that down in the self part, in the self box about how did it look for you last year? How were you? How did you feel? Me, I actually have been working a lot on positivity in my mind, and I actually have been doing really well. I had one of my goals. Let me see. One of my goals was to do daily journaling, and I actually started doing that about 3 or 4 months ago. And I feel great about it. And so that was what I put in my self category, that I did that and I feel really excited about it. So this is all the positive. Physical, what were the physical things you did? I met my goal in terms of going to the gym 3 times a week. That was something I really wanted to do. So I put that in the physical. Family, what was in the family area, the friend area. And so you see what where I'm going. If any of these categories don't fit for you, you can change them. Go in and erase them and put in a category. These are the categories that fit for me. Self, physical, family, friends, work or education, creative, spiritual, home, and money. And I think that you'll find that those will be a very comprehensive list, and that you can really look at the last year and what was positive. So that's the first part that we do in terms of releasing 2017. The second part that we do is we look at what was difficult, what didn't work, where did I struggle, and where did I not meet my goals, or things just weren't great. And I use all the same categories: self, physical, family, friends, work, creative, spiritual, home, money, finances. So in looking back on what was difficult, it's not the idea is not to beat yourself up. I'm going to say this over and over again. It's more just a reflection of, I didn't do that. It was hard. I didn't get that done. And it can be a way to just be honest with yourself and just know that we didn't get everything. And so one of mine that was difficult, I actually had put in my, one of my goals was to, I wrote, I wanted to get stronger. And so what happened with that is that I realized that what was difficult about that was that I didn't reflect on what would that mean for me? Like, how would I know if I got there? So at the end of the year, I'm looking at this goal of getting stronger, and I go, well, so that would be in the physical area. And I wrote to myself, well, what does that mean? What am I supposed to do? And since I hadn't looked at this in that way over the year, I realized that I didn't know. I know that I've been doing more. I'm sure I am more physical. I can do things more now than I could a year ago, but I didn't make it measurable. And so that's what I put about what was difficult was I didn't necessarily meet that goal because I didn't write it down in a way that I could follow up on and see whether I was getting there. Also, it could be there was some things that were difficult in terms of my family, some things that have been going on, some illness and death in my family, and that was difficult. And I just reflected on that was difficult this last year. And it was just good to go, oh, that's what was going on then. And that was why there were other things that maybe were out of place at that point in time. So that was the part about last year, what was difficult. Then the lessons learned. What did I get out of last year? I just talked about writing down my goals better, but also lessons learned about, one of my lessons learned was how much being in more contact with my more positivity is helpful to me. And, you know, I know that, but I got it a little bit more. And so that goes in my lessons learned for myself. So it's all those same areas: self, physical, family, friends, work, creative, spiritual, home, money. So what were the lessons learned? It might be that you don't have a lesson in every category, but it might be that you do. What I find is that as I write down my reflection of last year, I come back to it another day, or I have an idea and go, oh, that was that thing that happened last year. Let me go write that back in my list of what happened and what was maybe getting in the way, or what was a lesson that I had for the last year. And I go and I write it down later. This is, once again, as I said in the beginning, this is not static. It's not that you do it a one and done. That's just not been my experience. And I find it more impactful if I allow this to be a creative ongoing process. Because then as ideas come to me, I can write it down in my mapping out the new year journal, and I can decide whether to keep it or let it go. The next part of mapping out the new year is what am I grateful for from the year before? What am I grateful for what happened? It's extremely important, even in times of difficulty, to go and notice what are we grateful for. Once again, you can stick with all these same categories that I've been talking about, or just write freehand, what am I grateful for? Write a list of 20 things that you're grateful for from last year. I made more money. I was grateful I got a new bike and I love it, and we've been riding more bikes as a family. I'm grateful that I met some really fun goals, and I'm grateful that I met some new people. I'm grateful that I was much more in the creative area. I was much more creative last year, and I went to some classes that I was so excited for and have come away with a lot of learning and growth for myself. So there are a lot of things on my gratitude list that I want to make sure that I keep track of, and that I maybe not so much keep track of, but acknowledge. It's really a form of acknowledgement. And the last thing I do in terms of letting go the previous year is actually let go. What do I let go of? A lot of times for me, and once again, I have all the categories written down just to help you think about how to strategize what you're going to write. And letting go of the past year, I think, is one of the values of mapping out the new year, is what do I let go of? A lot of times for me, it is people that I want to let go of, feelings that I want to let go of, and a lot of time it's the thoughts. And generally for me, I don't know about you, it's a lot of thoughts of negativity, thoughts about not being enough, thoughts about not doing enough. And I want to let those go. And I find the strategy of writing down what I want to let go of, is a super important way to leave it in the past and start moving on fresh. So then that moves us into closing out that year. Once again, it's not static. You can come back and revisit it. And add to it anything that you are realizing that happened in the year prior that you want to acknowledge or let go of. And then what we do is, here's the next page. I don't know if you can see it. We invite in, there you go. We invite in the new year. We invite in, and I write, invite in 2018. One of the ways I like to invite in a new year is come up with a word for the year. And generally, it is one word. I'm not sure if I see mine. I think last year was energy or energize was my word. I'm going to see if I can find it really, really fast. And this year, yeah, it's energy. And this year, I was contemplating what it is. I was in an art class and we were looking at our words for the year, and they said I could have two, and I decided on three. And my three words are exciting. It's not exciting, but there are three words that I'm using. And I'll tell you. So it's weird. And it came out soul-filled, passionate, badass. And those were the three words. So those are my guiding light for this next year. Am I soul filled? Am I passionate? Am I being a badass? And I like that. Oops, somebody's doing a chat. So cute. Thank you. I don't know. I don't like to cuss on these things, but badass is just so fun. And I want to be in a different, kind of just a higher energy vibration, and that just sounded cool for me. So then what we're going to do is write down, what do I want to experience? What feelings do I want to have this next year? And for me, I still want to experience more kindness. I want to experience more love. I want to experience more joy. So then as I move into the year, I can ask myself, am I feeling more joy? Am I feeling more love? Am I feeling and being more kind? The next thing we want to do is take all of those areas once again, and what do I want to accomplish? And I encourage you to write it down in all the areas in terms of yourself, physical, family, friends, work, creative, spiritual, home, and money. What do you want to accomplish? Is there a money goal you want to? If you're a business owner, which I am, one of my goals is a money number. What do I want to have as my revenue this next year? Also, another for my finances is on my goals is a budget, a household budget and a work budget. And those are on my list of what do I want to accomplish. I want to get those done. So I put them on my list. They can be things that I would have done maybe otherwise, but I love putting them on my list and making sure that they get written down. What happens is if it's not written down, it doesn't get done. When it stays in my head, it doesn't get done. Write it down. I know one thing that a lot of people who come to my calls are all in for is sometimes it still comes up at this time of year about losing weight, and that's in the physical area. What I encourage you to do rather than focus on losing weight or having a number goal, because those are hard to reach and they're kind of fleeting, is physically, how do I want to be transformed? For me, one of my goals is drink more water. Here. I have my water right in front of me. And what I found last year is I actually put drink more water. This year I have a bottle that I have to at least drink this bottle full of water every day. And that's my goal. Anything above that, I've done great, but I at least have to drink that. And that's my measurement. So I'll know if I'm hitting my goal. Another goal for my physical is continue on with 3 to 4 days at my gym. But I upped my game this year because I am a badass. And I want to have 3 days of steps, 10,000 steps or more. So I have been doing that since the first of the year. And those are on my physical list of what I want to accomplish. So you just work through the whole list. What do I want to accomplish? And then comes the last thing that is the biggest for me that I have enjoyed immensely, and I really encourage you to do this, is list of, here it is right here, 100 things I want to do. 100 things I want to do. And I got to tell you, I got to 100 last year easily. And I didn't do all of them, but it was certainly fun to write them down. Some of them were things that I didn't know I was going to do. One of the things I put on my list was go to Yosemite. I didn't know I was going to go to Yosemite. We went to Yosemite. I also had, I wanted to get a boogie board. Well, I didn't get one until Christmas because I said, it's on my list. I want a boogie board for Christmas. Well, this next year, what's going to be on my list in 2018 is go to the beach to use my boogie board. So that's going to be on my list of what I want to do. So those are things that I do in terms of my 100 list. I got to tell you that I kept adding to the list throughout the whole year. It was fun. I put one of the things I wanted to do that I had on my 100 list for quite a few years was use a jelly print, and it's a jelly print maker. If you don't know what it is, Google it because it's super fun. I did it. I did jelly printing one day. I loved it, and I got to cross it off my list. So these 100 things you want to do could actually move into the doables on that we were just talking about, what you want to accomplish. They can go together. This was a lot. I think I should have scheduled an hour for this, and we might have to come back to this again next month at our second Monday call. But I want you to know that there's a way to do the year, to let go of the previous year, to invite in the new year that might be fun and exciting and different for you. I got to tell you, if you don't catch my enthusiasm, I love it, and I wanted to share it with all of you. You will get the document in the email from me so you can use it yourself. Change it. Use what I have and put it in your journal. If you use it differently, tell me. I want to know what you do. I love learning new ways to map out the new year. This has been a constant, ongoing process for me getting to this point that this works for me. So I encourage you to use these strategies. Let me know how they go. We're coming up on the half hour. And I also wanted to let you know that there is more coming for me this year and for you. Is that I want any of you that have been on this call, that are listening to these calls, that have not talked to me privately, I encourage you to schedule a one-on-one breakthrough session with me. I have a 3-month program coming up starting in February. It is incredible. You are going to get a lot out of it. It's about the food, but it's not about the food. It's about how to manage your life. And it's live with me. I'm super excited about it. I'm going to be talking more about it this month with you. And I'll send you a link to it in our for a free call with me, and also a link for you to check out the new program. Please map out the year. Use one piece of what you've gotten today and do it for yourself. Just know that this is a really positive, encouraging, motivational way for you to let go of the old, invite in the new, and do it in your own special way. We are up on the half hour. This is Kim McLaughlin. I am from Feed Your Soul Unlimited. I am so glad all of you that are here live, we're here live with me. And those of you that are listening on the recording, I look forward to talking to you more. And I really want to know, how did this go for you and how did you use it? So this is Kim McLaughlin. I will talk to you later. Bye, everyone.